A tree gives glory to God by being a tree. For in being what God means it to be, it is obeying Him. It consents, so to speak, to His creative love. It is expressing an idea which is in God and which is not distinct from the essence of God, and therefore a tree imitates God by being a tree. The more a tree is like itself, the more it is like Him. If it tried to be like something else, which it was never intended to be, it would be less like God, and therefore it would give Him less glory. No two created beings are exactly alike, and their individuality is no imperfection. On the contrary, the perfection of each created thing is not merely in its conformity to an abstract type, but in its own individual identity with itself. This particular tree will give glory to God by spreading out its roots in the earth and raising its branches into the air and the light in a way that no other tree before or after it ever did or will do.
Good morning, pilgrims and travelers on the funny path of life. Hold on a second, I'm going to stretch my green tea, lemon tea, mento polea, polea menta. Anyway, so 12:10, I guess 12:11, just finished I'm not taking anything with me. Just finished the rice pudding, did the hummus, and I'm about to go. So I plan today to actually do what I didn't do yesterday, though I'm choosing not to, a first for me, but I'm choosing not to carry the pack today. So it's going to be my one day off, something that I talked about, but that I have thought about, but never carried it through. So let me go upstairs. What am I going upstairs for? Chapstick. So I have my little day pack, which is empty, so it's ridiculous. I do have the treat for Chupa Chup. Yeah, I want to get chapstick in there. Oh, but I'm going to keep the... Yeah, I'm going to keep the room. Nice. Anyway, so I did not procrastinate, but I'm like, I'm going to get some other things done, you know? And we actually have the sun peeking out now. Which makes me wonder if I should take my... Wow. Yeah, at least in the sun. I'm going to have to take my sun hat. All right, hold on a second. Let me adjust. And that makes me wonder now about me taking my rain from, let me see. Let me check the temperature. Yeah, it's just showing a high of 9. You know what? I'm going to keep it. Let me get my sunglasses. Yeah, that stuff could be just a fluke. So I'm going to be planning for the worst. So, because I plan to go on the canyon walk. And if I was to be... I turned the gas off. I think there might be a slight leakage, even though the head of the gas line has been replaced. But anyway, and I don't think it's a bad habit anyway to, when you're done using it, you just turn it off. It's very simple, very easy to do. I'm not sure of any downside to it. And I can only think of upside if you do have a leakage, however small. Let's even say however inconsequent. Anyway. Yeah, we have some blue sky. But yeah, it's saying 9 the high today, so definitely. But we don't have the wind of yesterday. We did get rain, yeah? where I mentioned, I did get a little bit. Then it can get sunny, but then later on, well, it actually didn't rain that much. But still, it did rain last night. You could hear it, and it was forecasted. So, okay, let me adjust my pants now that I just pee-peed into the front. Recently mowed. I'm looking at some areas where I like to put some of the mulching. Okay, so I got the bag of recycling. Yeah, you see? I think that's a good idea. Yeah, you take the sun out, it makes such a... Wow. Yeah. I think I'm going to be happy I have the rain jacket. I think it might have made a difference yesterday if I had that on. Well, that's not true. I had a backpack and I didn't want the insides to get wet, so... And of course, I'm going to be looking like a schmuck now. Because I got sunglasses and the sun is kind of out, but... I mean, away, sorry, not out. Anyway. So, first time going on that climb without a pack on. Feel like a cheat. Anyway. Oh, wow. I can't do the glasses. It makes no sense. I would rather see the light with my own eyes than having the tint here. So, anyway. So who knows, we may get more. Oh, that may be the last of it. And I think I'll be happy having the rain gear. Anyway, get the snack for Chupa Chup. So that's kind of for that. Yesterday, all my travels seem so far away. So yesterday, I did not get a hot drink, actually. I didn't. Once I get inside, I wasn't that cold, I guess. I mean, it was cold, but there's different kind of coldness. I remember being with Matthew in 2019 when we were walking down from Le Puy-en-Velay. And, oh my goodness, we had that, I forgot the name of it. It's quite known, that area, to be possibly... laden with nasty weather. Anyway, very, very nice, very pretty, beautiful area. But my goodness, so cold. My feet, I was just freezing. My fingers were numb. Anyway, we got into that place. I think she was from Colorado. It's a retired nurse, if I'm not mistaken. So we shared a hot drink with her. So I was very glad. You know, they had a fireplace, that it was warm. And you had a hot drink. But yesterday, you know, I was not, you know, quite at that point yet. Anyway, so kind of got in. Basically ended up watching the end of Dune 2. So I have no idea what the heck is going on here. We have a caravan of people or what? Traffic in that stretch. So basically, I don't know if it's a trilogy of his four of them or how many installments he has. I guess it's three. And I kind of, in a way, was disappointed because there was a new pseudo protagonist that popped up. Spoilers, you know, spoilers. Don't listen to that. Here we go. You know, stop it and then go watch it. So, one new evil guy, like a psychotic, you know, that was drawn to be like evil and like a potential candidate. Anyway, doesn't matter. I forgot his name. Turns out they were cast. Well, there was a weird plot, a weird Star Wars, like, I'm your father, Luke, type bull. But it's, you know, it's watchable. But I was just disappointed because I'm like, I said I was going to be playing kind of like a Joker kind of a move, you know, with that character. You know, instead of so simply black and white. Yeah, he's a bad guy. He's only going to make it so far and then he's going to go down. And it was quite fast. It felt like, well, that's kind of weird. Anyway, so I don't know if it was to be true to the book. So I haven't read the book. I don't know. I mean, even though science fiction I don't really like as a general rule, but there's some movies that for whatever reason it works. I'm enjoying them enough, and it's kind of fun. But most of them I don't. They're just like, even just looking at the title of the jacket, it's just like, ugh, I want to vomit. But anyway, so watch that, you know, the 1 hour, a couple of glitches, because moving from the phone to the tablet, the Wi-Fi slows down on the hotspot, so, which is more than likely why I have some issues with the tablet. I looked it up with a Duolingo. Anyway, but I watched it, and it was watchable. I mean, more than I can tell you, it's going to end up, which is, I feel like it's going to be one of those Hollywood endings. Well, actually, here's my forecast. He's going to die. He's going to save. He's going to sacrifice himself. He's going to sacrifice his love, which is already done in the second one, by taking the water of life. And so his destiny change, his destiny change, which he kind of knew, and anyway. But he's doing it because that's his duty, and the whole, Kool-Aid behind that kind of ideology, that this is the highest good. And his true love is basically he's going to bereave him at the end. And it's gonna fully or completely embrace him. That's it. That's kind of happy. I'm viewing the ending. I couldn't care less whether it's gonna happen or not. But it seems like the movies. I have a feeling it's going to follow kind of a rigid chronological line. As far as I kind of wonder. Does that mean people really believe in that kind of Walt Disney story? Does it really resonate where you feel like compelled to ad nauseum, rechew it, remasticate it? I wonder about that. Oh, wow. What the heck? Wow, I almost lost my two portable bags. I didn't realize my two produce bags were inside of the recycling here. Anyway, 1 minute warning to Chupa Chup. So anyway, but I was kind of able to not do any more than that. So it was about an hour, because the pirating of that movie actually took you the entire length of 2 hours and 35 minutes did not include the credits. So, it must be like 2 hours and 45 or 2 hours and 50 total. So I was quite surprised. So it was very nice. And after a couple of glitches, yes, Chupa Chup. Yeah, mu Chupa Chup. Nobody's here today. Nobody's here today. Yeah? Always the same, man. Always happy, yeah? That's one thing about, yeah, it is kind of nice, huh? Huh? Yes, it is kind of nice. To that creature, did you show happy? Did you show happy? Ears are pricked up. Yes, yes. Come over here. Come over here. Come here. Yes. It's good to see you. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. What is it? All right, my hands are healed up. You can scratch them. Scratch them. Go ahead. Ah. Yes. Oh, let me give you a rubbing. All on the neck. Yes. Yeah. Come on. Yes. All right. I think it's in the pack. So, hold on. Yes. Oh, I need to close that. It's a tie pocket a few times. I have not closed it. Okay. Tip. Look at the finger. It means you don't go the finger. It means stop. That means go. Stay. Stay. No. No. Stay. No. Stay. No. No. I'm going to mess up with her now. No. 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 I'm going to try to get it, put it down, and for her not to go to get it. It's here. It's here. You're too excited. Okay. All right, girl. Have it. There you go. That's it. We'll just keep it basic. No need to reinvent the wheel. All right. That's it. You. There's a finger. Hey. No. 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 Yes. That wasn't bad. It was able. Okay, so here it is. No. 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 Yes. That's pretty good. I got to wait. Get it so close to the chain link fence. She was like, oh, she couldn't wait. I bet you I could really get, again, I could get you to the place to where you would not touch it until I was ready for you, because you would just, you would know. Hmm? Okay, girl. I'm going to go on my walk. I don't think it's going to rain today. Yeah, those are not the same clouds. And then that was it for that wave. All right. So, I'm going to go. It's good to see you. Okay. Kissy bacha. Kissy bacha. All right. Love you. Love you, girl. See you later. So, no pack, no poles, so I can put my hands in my pockets. This is nice. Well, anyway, it was watchable, the second one. It looks like this area is going to be watchable, the dune. So much different than the original one. My goodness. What is his name? Funny director that did it. We are with Sting. Anyway. Different animal. But yeah, I didn't watch anything else. I actually kind of tripped naturally. You know, I haven't done in, like I say, since, I guess 21, right? Oh, no, 22. Since, my goodness. Okay, check it out. Here is I think here's a chronological order. So, I was in Hospital de Orbigo when I had a little bag of marijuana that we had grown in Conil de la Frontera, that I'd helped, you know, to sort out and all that stuff. And I was given a little sash, which was very nice. So I got rid of that by the end of 21. Was it right, or 22? No, 21. So, oh yes. So basically that whole year until October, I didn't do any. And then once with Antonio, I smoked hashish that one evening. And then that's it. So basically since, going on almost 2.5 years, we're looking at once. So I'm definitely off of it, not interested in it, you know, at all. I'm not saying I will never smoke it again. Actually, I like the idea of the vapor type, you know, where you don't have the smoke and all of that. Or even the edible. Sounds pretty good. More than likely my preferred way to do it. But anyway. So I played the wall. And I kind of shuffled, you know, in the bedroom, because it's the only warm place in the house, you know. Which is great. I'm actually quite happy about it, you know, and kind of being mindful of kind of like, yeah, have that boredom. Be with that. You know, I read a little bit on the Fight Club and then the truth about the Kibbert, the case Kibbert, whatever. I forgot what it's called. That guy from Geneva that wrote that book. Anyway, it's readable, but not really impressive. I have to say, it feels like a Stephen King kind of a book. Something you read between series book. Anyway, and somehow, you know, like somebody feels like that you've, I guess, you know, the idea of success is so subjective. And you know what? Go for it. Enjoy. Who the fuck am I to say anything about that? To me, that would definitely not be the idea of success. That's what annoys me when I hear that, because I'm like, you're not talking about the kind of success I am referring to. This is not success to me. You know, to be rich for me is not an indication of success. You know, it's something else. So anyway, but after a while I couldn't anymore. The languages, I was going to wait, but you know, the way that I'm doing it now in the morning, you know, I'm still pretty much not done until 10:30 or close to 11. So by the time I'm done, I'm like, I'm done. You know, and it's one thing to do it once in a blue moon, but I do it day in and day out. So I basically played that. I didn't listen to the whole, but maybe a little more than half. Then I went down. I think I got some popcorn. I forgot exactly what I did. I took a break in that. I don't know. I never left the house again. And then I finished it later on. But it was kind of fun, you know, doing my kind of, what you call it, ecstatic dancing, or what you call it, freestyle. Or I forgot what you call it. Ecstatic? Is that what it's called? You know, you basically kind of do it the way you feel it, you know, kind of thing. Well, which is the way that I dance normally anyway. I don't have a style. I've never learned any dancing styles. So, but it was like, yeah, to be in that room, you know, to have that boredom, you know, and then to not feel sorry, and then to embrace that kind of bitter taste, you know, call it a bitter medicine, call it Kali's medicine. And so, yeah, then I got to, I didn't wash yesterday because it was so cold. I didn't sweat or anything. And I felt like I don't need to wash every day if there's really. So in this case, I was like, I'm good, you know. So I didn't do that part of the routine. And then, did my kanji. Still enjoyed it. And then listened to Rogan, his first one, 2006. I find him funny. I find Joe Rogan funny. I think he's kind of a funny intersection kind of a guy, you know. I think crossroad, actually. I think it's kind of possibly somebody who just fit into that slot, that just fits into so many lenses, you know. Anyway, but I like him. I you know, it's, he's a comedian. He's funny, you know. I don't know the whole thing about the fear factor. And I mean, I know the whole UFC, MMA, the whole hosting, and some of his kind of TV screen career as an announcer, whatever. I don't know much about the guy. You know, I've listened to some of his podcasts and I've enjoyed some, you know, a lot of it about the hunting and a lot about the fighting. That's not really interesting to me. But there was one about the nutrition, like about the guy behind the Game Changers, you know, that is an MMA fighter or UFC fighter, I forgot. And so there was this interesting two parts on that one. There was somebody who basically went after it and basically called bullshit on that and tried to dismantle it. And then James Wilkins, I think his name is, the guy behind it, basically came on the show. And basically, even though, you know, Joe Rogan is kind of like on a kind of a carnivore, the kind of an Atkin, you know, pass. Hold on, putting chips in. basically kind of recognizing that he kind of was able to remain on this kind of a rational plane. So not like kind of party politic or, you know, you've built your trench and that's where you're going to stick. So it was like, yeah, kind of a little bit of respect for the fellow that when it came to that one. But, you know, a lot of that stuff, it's just, yeah, a lot of what he's interested into, it's just not interesting to me. So, you know, but obviously to a lot of people, they enjoy listening to him, you know. I don't know what that's like, you know, to have millions of people, my goodness, millions of people follow you. Anyway. But anyway, I really enjoyed listening to him, and then I just went to bed in a nice warm bed, still fidgety a little bit, but went to bed early, so it was an early night. And no, I did not look at my WhatsApp. I've actually even moved the WhatsApp logo on the app itself, you know, from the first page to the my next screen on my iPhone. So it's kind of basically making it even easier, you know, to forget. So, and I think, sorry, for the foreseeable future, yeah, this is going to be that way. So if I end up, you know, reaching out to Pilar, more than likely, you know, a couple of weeks or so, I think the idea of after Easter weekend to Semana Santa, después de la Semana Santa, or después de Semana, I don't know, can you say después de Semana? No, I think you would say, you would have to say después de la Semana, después de Semana Santa. I'm wondering if you can say both. Después, I mean, después de la Semana Santa or después de Semana Santa, if you can get rid of the article LA. But anyway, after Easter week, that's more than likely. I mean, unless this crazy coolness remains, and then I might, yeah, I might delay a little bit, because if it's cold, it won't feel right for me to live here until it warms up. So I'm kind of really kind of looking for that. So yeah, I'll be a couple of weeks or so, maybe 1 week. Maybe I don't need 2 weeks. Maybe 1 week before, so reach out to her, you know, to kind of say, here's what I'm thinking, you know, what do you think? So wanting to take her out, and then the tablet. So the button of the home screen, you know, is kind of funky again, and I'm gonna go to see those guys. You know, I don't know. I don't have any expectation. I still want to go and show it to them. And also all the specs I have on the screen, which is like, how does that happen? How am I getting specs on a screen that's glued and sealed? Where, how did they come in there? So it sounds to me like something happened when it got put in. And then it got kind of some kind of contamination at some point, which may be impossible to avoid. You know, I'm not saying. But who knows, maybe it is kind of a defect of the screen and maybe it can be warranted. So, and if that's the case, then I might have to wait a few days. More than likely it'd be like a week. So anyway, we'll touch base with Pilar to make sure she's cool with all that. And if not, you know, then I'll just, you know, stay a couple of nights and then go on my merry camino. Anyway. But we shall see, you know, today, like I said, it's going to be, we'll see about what's coming. Definitely, I am corrected. I stand corrected about me thinking that we were done with winter. And right now we'll be like in the 20s. So it looks like it's going to be a while. So it might be 3 weeks behind. Anyway, so we'll see. We shall see. But that doesn't matter. But tomorrow is going to start to creep up again a little bit. Yeah, there's something in there. Yeah, I'm definitely glad I have my rain jacket here. What a shield. This whole micro, I call it micro layering. I think you just call it layering. but the idea for me when I use the word micro is you put skimpy layers, you know, instead of very efficient big one that are very few and far, you put more. Like right now I have three layers. You know, I have my knit fleece, so it's a very light, it's an R4, I think, by Patagonia. So it's basically for somebody who's active. So it's going to trap, but it's also going to breeze. So it's not going to be as good as trapping. And of course, that one, it's a mid layer. So it doesn't have a rain repellent or wind repellent. So it's not for that. It's just to trap a little warmth. Doesn't have any pit zip. Some do, but this one doesn't. And I've had this one. My goodness. How many years I've had this? I don't know if it's 20 years. I don't think it's that old, but it's definitely more than 15 years. I'm pretty sure. I mean, I've used it for skiing. That layers, my goodness. Anyway, I used to have a thermic base layer, mountain hardware. I used to have good stuff from my wilderness days. So I would have that very heavy duty base layer. I had three kinds of base layers, if I'm not mistaken. The summer and then the... No, two kinds, sorry. And then I had this one that was almost impossible to use in any situation outside of really cold because you would really get hot very quickly. I've had this one for a long time. So I have my jacket on top of that, which has some kind of rain. It's maybe rain resistance, you would say. I'm not even sure if it's that much resistant, but a little bit, and maybe a little bit of wind, but nothing like my rain jacket. So I have those three layers. And there's the sun again. Well. Okay, let me get my sunglasses back on. I also need the wind barrier for a little barrier if it gets so windy. Anyway. Oh yeah, by the way, the hat that Pilar made me, I mean, it is going to be hot when it's hot because the back is thicker than the fabric I had before, but it's to cover my neck. But with the wind, the way I had her, I told her kind of what I wanted. You know, I wanted to be able to attach it to the front so it wasn't flapping and, you know, it would stay put. So she could put those two laces and I can just make a knot. Yo puedo atar, eh? I can attach the awning that's wrapping around my neck. So, which the one that you buy in a store, they just don't have anything for them to be attached together. And it was perfect. I had this very windy day and I just secure it. And it was like, that is perfect. It's doing exactly what I wanted to do. So anyway, that's for that. But I guess that's out of that. Yeah, that's really not too much. You know, with the cold stuff, I definitely don't have a lot of aspiration. It's kind of fun to actually have to breakfast this morning. I did get up first from NPR. So, kind of already getting a little tired about hearing about Trump and the whole Supreme Court and all. Anyway, but I don't know, actually. You know, not thinking about, oh, there's a funeral. There's a funeral home here at Tanatorio, and there's a bunch of people. But they are basically covering, I guess, Trump is going to the Supreme Court, I guess, whatever the one that's below, I forgot what it's called, below the Supreme Court, basically rejected his claim that he had immunity as a president. And so the Supreme Court is going to hear it. And so the whole thing about that if he drags too long, then there won't be a judgment and then he could go into the election. You know, anyway, so, but there was no other point. There was no other side. I don't know. It didn't feel to me balanced in that way. You know, obviously the Republican or, you know, however retarded you want to call them, but it's a force to be reckoned with. And when you start to have the numbers, then they are basically impossible to ignore, right? I don't know. But like I said, it's what, 14 minutes. So it's three stories, the three main stories of the day. So, yeah, I plan to do that. We'll see, you know, during the breakfast. So that's my shift from watching something on the screen to just listening and then just enjoying my breakfast and staying, I guess, a little bit in touch with the world. I really enjoyed my Japanese Marta Sensei. The whole thing, I think you have two sort of adjectives in Japanese, the e adjective and the na adjective. And it has to do about how they are at the end. When, you know, it's like my house is expensive and I have an expensive house. So in Japanese, the adjective changes if it goes before the noun. So in this case, one is an e, you add an e to it, and the other one, you actually add a na to the adjective if it goes before the noun. So there are some of the lessons I realize I kind of know them, but I'm like, not enough, not well enough. Like, I'm not able to jump on what she's saying fast enough. I don't know the answer fast enough. I'm like, no, not good enough. So, but I'm really enjoying it. I really enjoy your format. So what a pleasure. What a pleasure. And then I was listening to a Brazilian one about cardinal and, what you call the denominal, I guess you call it nominals. Maybe nominals or denominals, numbers, you know, the non-cardinal, like first, second, versus 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And Portuguese has different rule. Like, there's no such a thing as the 2nd of April. It's April 2. Interesting. Because in Spanish you do. In French you do. In Italian you do. So, same thing for the days of the month. They don't have that as well. So, anyway. I'll have to listen to this one a couple of times to kind of let most of it sink in. Well, it's a short podcast, but kind of loaded for that for me. And I kind of like the information that's been shared. So I want to kind of give it a chance to get soaked up. Anyway. All right, going back through the south side of the town. What a day. No, yeah, it doesn't look like rain today. Doesn't look like rain. I feel lazy actually right now. So, but once I start to go on the uphill, you know, get into my pace, when I'm actually moving quite good, you know, and it will be slow. I'm not going to come to a screeching halt, but I'll be slowing down to where there's not too much effort to ramp up the momentum and the stamina for the uphill. Yeah, so what else about my life? I don't know. Anything else? As I was going around tripping on the wall yesterday, I had this kind of mantra about not being a victim. Because I think I'm still way more of a victim than I realize. And it's something that I want to be mindful of. I want to be aware, because I do not like the effect of ramification of being a victim. So, you know, obviously, still being able to feeling, you know, bad, feeling hurt, feeling sad, whatever comes with it, there's nothing wrong with that. But to not reject it, or to not feel like I'm a victim of it, like I'm innocent, like I don't deserve it, all of those things. I don't want to go there. I just want to leave it at, it hurt, it sucks, you know. And then that's it. So, and I guess in my case, you know, there I was in that room, you know, by myself. You know. And I do feel, it feels right. It feels right for me to be by myself. So, yeah, I'm really not sure in terms of Juan if I'm going to be doing much more with him. We'll see if he ever reaches, out for the bread, you know. Obviously, for the exercises, you know, him complaining about his back, I've definitely come to term that maybe around 90 or plus percent of what he's saying is just smoke. But yeah, it's kind of like, I don't know. It was very nice when I arrived here, you know, for have the him being generous, you know, to show up, to invite me, to welcome me, you know, in his family circle. So, and to feel included, you know. But, you know, it was kind of quite clear that this is not the direction where I'm going. And so for me, the idea of companionship, it has to be aligned with my general direction. You know, not that I'm in a veer, you know, take a tangent. I'm okay with that. But, you know, something that's going a completely different direction, that doesn't make sense. You know, which is another thing with Pilar, you know, as a grieving finally gets through to realize, but Anthony, you are in a completely different place, you know. That being said, you know, things can bridge, you know. You can sometimes build bridges between islands that seem so isolated and then they can connect. So it doesn't necessarily mean that it's hopeless. But in the case of Juan, you know, there's nothing more than conviviality, you know, and, you know, social stuff. And there, it's just, to me, it doesn't do it. It is not enough to have human warmth beside me. I prefer kind of a authentic solitude than fake conviviality. And to me, that's what it feels like. Not really having really anything to share. I thought of just being there. And there's nothing wrong with that. But for me, it doesn't seem to be that sustainable. So, and of course, we are now in March. So it's going to be that kind of a, maybe a more, when it gets warmer, active transition, you know, to I'm going to start living here, you know. So more than likely we'll go and bring them a loaf of bread. That's kind of a goodbye, you know, and thanking them for their hospitality. So anyway, for what that's worth. All right, so it looks like we are a couple of minutes from my turn. And there's my trail up ahead, going to that canyon. Yeah, it's quite nice now. You know, I'm nicely bundled and moving around, so I have enough heat trapped. Yeah, yesterday felt nastier too, I have to say. But I wasn't also that nicely layered either. So, anyway. And we have Gallardo, which is a garlic company, I guess. They have a nice graffiti painting with a heads of garlic, yeah, quite colorful, nicely done. So nobody's more than likely, well, where we are anyway here, there's not a lot of graffiti artists. It's too small town, too small town. And we'll see about that German, is that German Shepherd? Is that? Yeah. Oh, come here. No, he's not gonna come. Okay, you're the boss. All right. Here we are embarking on my most likely around 1 hour appeal. So, is there anything else, folks? Anything else worthwhile while I have you on? No, I think not. I think that's all. That's on my mind for today. So, onward I go, guys. So, peace and love from Familiana on Sunday, the 3rd of March. Ciao, ciao.